The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Start to the Raven the Blues opening up live in London. The album was released back in 1994, but it must have been recorded, I guess, in the 70s, because Professor Longhair passed on in the very early 1980s, so it must have been a 70s recording, opening up the Raven the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, Skybird Radio, and across the world as an MP3 with Mess Around. Wherever you're listening in the world, welcome to the programme. We're kind of back to normal this week after 2 weeks ago when I had a cold and it was being broadcast from Portugal anyway, so like a field recording. Last week I was back, but I just the cold was still hanging on. I didn't feel 100%. I felt 40%, really, I suppose. And also I was a bit down because, so it's going to sound strange, but somebody I'd never met, I didn't even know his name, but only knew him from various websites where he posted photographs and gossip and all sorts of things. His name was the Reverend Goat Boy. He passed away. He was only in his 50s. He was a roadie with various heavy metal bands here in the UK, but a hugely funny man. And yet, you know, he touched so many people, and yet most people didn't even know who he was or where he was living. We've got a guest in the show this week. Hans Taysink's coming along to play and to talk, and we've got lots of new material as well. This is new, except it originally came out in the 1950s, and the CD compilation came back in the 1990s. It's Elmore James, and it's called The Classic Early Recordings. It's a 3-CD set. It's not the sort of CD you can put on the player and just play it all the way through, because it literally is all the takes from all of the recordings he did back in the 1950s. It's a labour of love, superbly put together. Great, great booklet goes with it from Ray Topping, using the work of Mike Leadbitter, who actually sort of researched Elmore James's discography and archive. The whole thing is a great collection. I'm playing it from the original from 93, but the new version is much more user-friendly, and the big 93 one came in a massive box set. Anyway, here he is, Elmore James, taken from CD number 2, Broom Dusting in Chicago. And this is a track called My Best Friend. One of the most recognisable guitar riffs in the history of guitars in the mind of blues, Elmore James, much, much copied by many, many artists. A great 3-CD set. Not quite sure how much it's going to retail at, but you'll find more information on the Ace Records site. And of course, you'll find the links, as always, to that record label and all the other ones and the artists we play on the Raven and the Blues page at bfbs.com/R&B. Okay, that's new but old, if you see what I mean. This is new and also new. The Chris Duarte Group, Chris out of Austin, Texas, in the wake of the passing of Stevie Ray Vaughan, people then recognised him as a sort of fine, fine guitarist. He's been paying his dues a while. His new album is called Blue Velocity. The rest of the group are Damian Lewis on drums and Dustin Sargent on bass. It's a really great, vibrant album. First track from it. I think it's available now, but if it's not, it'll be available very, very soon. First track from it is this one, which is called Hard Mind. We'll be right back. just know it's not going to fade, don't you? high-energy album, Blue Velocity, the Chris Duarte group, and that is track 3, and Hard Mind, some great, great stuff on that album. We'll definitely be coming back to that in the weeks and months to come. Let's look at the Frapper map. We haven't mentioned anything for a while. I'm not quite sure your name, but Roots of American Music, thank you for putting your photograph and pin on the map and a great view of a lake behind you. The David Bailey podcast, thank you for your kind comments, David, and also for Steve Rahn from the Bluebird Records and the Blues Fox Blues Festival. They've all put their pins on the map and left a photograph too, which is very nice indeed. It's nice to kind of know where you are and put a face, if you like, to a name and things. And it's very easy to do if you're in America. It's a little bit more difficult if you're in Europe. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult if you're in somewhere like Cyprus, because Google and Frapper don't seem to recognize that Cyprus has roads and towns and all that sort of stuff. I think it's all right in Gibraltar as well. Belize isn't easy either. But anyway, wherever you are in the world, if you want to put your pin in the map, it'd be lovely to hear from you. And also, the new edition of Blues Matters is out, the August-September edition. Daryl Howells has dropped me an email. I'm waiting for my copy to come in the post. But a great magazine. If you're in the UK, I think it's fairly easy to get hold of in the UK. But otherwise, I'm sure that they will ship. And leading this week in Blues Matters is, or this month in Blues Matters, is C6 Steve, who's taken over. He was interviewed on BBC Radio 4. He's at all the blues festivals this summer and proving to be immensely popular. Here's an album which has been out for a while, and it's been reissued and come out again. It's a guy making his debut on the show. It's called St. Louis Jimmy, but it's taken from an album which is called sort of Blues Cuts Murder in the First Degree, and this is the track from St. Louis Jimmy, which gives the album its title, Murder in the First Degree.
Lipstick or the powder on her face, just the knowledge of the weakness in the whole human race. She's murder, murder in the first degree. Somebody please get this woman, she's slowly killing me. She's a good size 12, but she wears a size 9. That girl ain't got nothing but destruction's on her mind. She's murder, murder in the first degree. Somebody please get this woman. She's slowly killing me. Sunday morning, standing way up on a hill. Took a good look. Oh boy, what a thrill. She's murder, murder in the first degree. Somebody please get this woman. She's slowly killing me. Her love is so strong, I can't stand the test. Please, somebody get me out of this mess. She's murder, murder in the first degree. Somebody please get this woman. She's slowly killing me.
I I got that from eMusic, which is a great way to buy music for your collection without any digital rights management, and it's not too expensive either. It gets cheaper the more you buy, so to speak. And there they told me that that was from the album Murder in the First Degree, but the research I've done seems like it comes from the album called Blues Gold Disc 2, which came out this year from the Essential Media Group. And it's a great compilation if you're new to the blues and want to go back and pick up some of the great legacy recordings. This has got people like Big Bill Brunsey, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Harmonica Slim, that sort of stuff. Great stuff. And that's a guy we've never featured on the show before, St. Louis Jimmy, and Murder in the First Degree. Here's something we have played before, and we don't normally repeat plays, but I think it's worth it because it's coming out as a single. It's out as a single, and it would be wonderful if Darren Narendorf, who was a guest on the show in January of this year, could have a hit single. Wouldn't that be great? And so here it is. It's been remixed from the album, so it's slightly different from the last time he played it, but the new single from Darren Narendorf, and this is entitled Shipwrecked. his new single from Australia, Darren Narendorf, and that is Shipwrecked. It's BFBS. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast. However you're listening, we've got our live guest, Hans Tasink, in a few minutes' time. Before that, though, an album we featured for the first time last week, just as we, Elmore James earlier in the programme, influenced so many blues people, especially in the UK, so did Jimmy Reed. Now, Jimmy Reed was never what I would call a professional performer. I've got a collection, I think, of nearly all of his works. And he was, well, sort of rambling a little bit, I think often under the influence a lot of the time. So, but his recordings had a lot of feel to them, and they strongly influenced Eric Burdon and the rest of the Animals. They did a lot of Jimmy Reed numbers. And this album, which we featured for the first time last week with Omar Kent Dykes, of Omar on the Howlers, and Jimmy Vaughan, together with other guests, is On the Jimmy Reed Highway, a tribute to Jimmy. Last week we played On the Jimmy Reed Highway, the title track, which they wrote, but most of the rest of the album is written by Jimmy Reed himself. Here they are with Kim Wilson on harmonica, and a great, absolutely wonderful version of Jimmy Reed's Big Boss Man.
You hear me when I call, Big Boss Man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk. Want a little drink of water. You won't let me stop, Big Boss Man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, and we now welcome somebody to the studio who I've been looking forward to meeting and seeing for so many years. If you're a regular to the programme, you'll know for the last 6 years we've been playing the music of Hans Tasink, a Dutchman living in Vienna, and his last two albums especially. We're working through the new one, with the last one we played everything and sometimes twice too. It's a joy to have you here. First of all, we've got to ask, why is a Dutchman living in Vienna, I guess? What sent you there?
I left Holland in 1970, and I lived in Denmark for a few years, and then I did a tour of Austria in 1979 and met my wife.
Ah, so that's it.
It's love that took me to Vienna.
And you've been there ever since.
I've been there ever since.
And a blues man since the very early 1970s, isn't it, really?
Well, actually, I started playing. My first recordings were in 65 in a little skiffle group in Holland. But the first record in my own name was 1970.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've been recording extensively then, and always the blues, too. You've rarely drifted away from it, have you?
Well, I would say it's all blues-based music, but I like different directions. So my last records, you will see, you find some Americana, some gospel influences, some folky bits. So
I was going to come to that, because your last two records especially, Bridges and now Slow Train, have had a very strong African influence, haven't they? Is that something which occurred in this last 4 or 5 years?
It just happened through my backing vocalists, who are three guys from Zimbabwe that I've included in my band. So they give that African twist.
Right, so it was just the fact that they were there which has given it that feeling. It wasn't that you were consciously going down that route.
Not really. I like voices. So I've done records with the Holmes Brothers and Linda Tillery in the Cultural Heritage Choir. Even had Charles Brown on some songs. So I like the vocal sound, and I like this sort of rich world music kind of vocal sound. And when I met these guys in Austria about 10 years ago, the Zimbabwean guys, I was really excited about their voices, so I invited them to play on a record of mine, Lifeline, at that time. And it worked great, so we've been working together ever since. And so the African sort of twist just came in. Right. It wasn't my deliberate choice, it just happened that
just
way.
Just happened. You approach making your records in a very different way to, I would say, other people. As you've done with this last tour, you actually find a venue to make the album, don't you?
Yeah, this is why it's really nice to be recording this on your houseboat, because this is the kind of situation that I really like, you know, just a sort of natural sound. Often in studios, it's sort of confined and the sound is pretty dead, and then afterwards you put life into it, which is, for me, the wrong way to go. I think you should find a room that has that nice live sort of atmosphere and then just record that. Yeah. And that's what we've done, exactly that, what we've done on the last few records.
That's right, because Bridges was a house in Tuscany or something.
Yeah, it was a church.
Italian
church. You shouldn't sort of think of a big cathedral kind of church. It's a little old country church, but it was a beautiful sounding room.
And this one, you took it a stage further for Slow Train. You found a house where every room had a different vibration?
Yeah, a friend of mine has this beautiful house on the Slovenian border in southern Austria. And we found that there was beautiful rooms in this place that had sort of perfect sound for drums and perfect sound for vocals. And
were these rooms empty? Or they?
No, they're all furniture. Furnished.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
And so you just went around and sort of felt the room and thought, this is where the drums go.
Yeah, and we even had like an indoor swimming pool that had sort of a dome-like roof. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of space in there and a lot of reverb, like plenty, for reverb forever. So we used that for some things.
Like, and then you put each member of the band in the room which fitted them, is that right?
Right, right. That's the way we did it.
And then wired it all together.
Right, right. That's what we did. But sometimes I've there's a couple tunes on it that I just did with the singers, and we were in the same room at the same time.
Let's have something from, I guess it's going to be the new album. What are we going to start with today, Hans?
I do one that's called Love You Baby. When I wake up in the morning, feel the sunshine in my face. You move your body closer, I can feel your sweet embrace. I love you, baby, tell the world I do. I've been across the world, haven't found another girl like you. You're the wind in my sails, my leading star at night. You made a house a home and you keep me satisfied. I love you, baby, tell the world I do. I've been across the world, have found another girl like you. Been to London, been to Paris, been to Timbuktu. I never saw a girl as sweet as you. I love you, baby. Tell the world I do. I've been around the world, have found another girl like you. Mm-hmm, I still remember, darling, like it was today. The first time that I kissed you at Jazz Landscape, I love you, baby. Tell the world I do. I've been around the world, have found another girl like you. Mm-hmm. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you. Baby, I love you, baby. Tell the world I do.
Raven and the Blues, Hans Tasting live in the studio, and Love You Baby. You've been playing, as you say, for quite a few years, and touring all of this time too, pretty extensively. Do you never get tired of it, or do you still enjoy it as much?
I really like playing music, and I like playing for audiences, so I have to travel to do that. And fortunately, I still really love traveling too, so I feel like a musical gypsy, you know, bringing my music to whoever wants to lend an ear.
Yes.
And it's a great life because I do what I like doing and still make a bit of money on it too. So I make a living doing what I like doing best.
And traveling not just Europe, but also into the States as well, and pretty extensively.
Yeah, I go to North America quite a bit. I do quite a big tour in November, and next year, February, March, I'll be in New Zealand, Australia, and all over Europe, mm-hmm. of course.
And always to good mid-size venues, or do a whole range of different things?
There can be very large venues, mm. big festivals, and sometimes you play to 50 people in a little room. But it's all fine to me, you know. I like both things. I like big sound systems and a big sound, but I also like intimate atmosphere, you know, we sort of sit on the lap of somebody. Really. Yeah.
But do you find when you really have a big stage and there's just you on it, you don't feel intimidated by that?
Not really, no. I mean, I used to, but I've been performing like nearly 40 years, so yes. So I've sort of got used to different sizes, and I know how to handle like big places, because you have to be a little quick and not talk too much.
Yes.
But if you're in a small intimate session, you can sort of, you know, get friendly with people. And
is the touring, obviously the touring is promote whichever album is the new album at the time, and so is your set list most of the new material?
Not really. Well, I would say I have different formats. I play with my band, like the record, the Slow Train album is a band effort. So when I play with my band, that's what we do.
Right.
But when I play solo, I'm pretty free to play whatever comes to my mind. So
how often do you travel with a band?
I would say like 50% of my shows are solo, mm-hmm. and then the rest is with the band. And I've got a little trio in Denmark too. which is like another guitar player and a singer.
Right. Do you find you have to have a kind of different kind of discipline between the when you're traveling with the band and also and, you know, compared with traveling on your own? Is it a different kind of travel?
Well, definitely so, because like the band is seven people on stage and it's eight or nine people traveling, so it's quite a logistic thing to handle, and of course you need to work every day because. Mm.
You can't really afford to
have days off and stuff. And when I'm traveling on my own, it's a little more relaxed, of course, because you can land on a friend, you know, with when you're one person or a couple. Mm. So it's a little easier to travel solo. But on the other side, it's great to play with a band and feed off other musicians and. Be able to sort of recreate the sound that you did on the record on a live stage,
and because your record is recorded in a natural style, you haven't got to do anything. It means you can recreate that on stage much easier, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean at least the vibe of it, you know, like I think live music is about doing it here and now,
yeah.
and whether this little banjo is lacking or that little over voice, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's about emotion and creating it here right now.
You are your own publisher for your records, aren't
right.
you? Yes. So you haven't got a record company leaning over your shoulder saying, Hans, we need another album soon. So what governs the gaps in between? Is it purely down to how much you've got written?
Yeah, it's pretty much the material. And also when my fans say we need a new record. I usually try to make one every second year. So.
Yes, it's about 2.5-3 years in between bridges, isn't it? Yes,
yeah.
And so, are you finding that the writing, the material is coming the same as it always has, or is it becoming easier as you get older, or more difficult?
I find it just comes. You know, I'm not the kind of writer that gets up at 9 a.m. and sits in the office and writes 2 songs a day. I mean, I just write them whenever they come and. Mm. So there might go a couple of months where I don't write anything, and then I'll maybe write 10 songs in a week. So it's that way, and I find like traveling around and driving, you have a lot of time to think and a lot of time to kill. So often ideas for songs come when I'm traveling around, but then I write them when I get at home and have some more peace to get the words together.
So the ideas come kind of on the road, but then get sort of finalized back at home
it.
In the studio.
That's it. Yeah.
You spend about half of the year, isn't it, traveling just about?
Yeah, probably even more. I used to do like about 200 shows a year, and I've tried to cut it down a little, but I'm still on an average of about 160
yes.
shows.
And across Europe, do you always travel by, do you fly into the locations, or do you tend to drive from Austria to wherever you're going to?
I love driving because you can take everything on the
That's
car,
right,
and
yes.
it's a little easier, but... Mm. Of course, you have to fly quite a bit. Like in at the end of this month, I play a big festival in Denmark. We're flying for that, and I play a couple gigs in Norway. And it's too far to drive.
That's right. Yes,
and I'm coming back to England in September, and that definitely has to be a driving
yes
tour too.
I saw that because you're here in England now to do literally a couple of recordings, radio, BBC Radio 2 with Paul Jones,
right.
Something here with us, but effectively no live dates. But then coming back, this is sort of the precursor, isn't it, before September?
Yeah, I'm actually playing the Wickham Festival.
Oh, of course, yes, that's right. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Yes, I forgot about that. Sorry, yes.
It's a folk festival that puts on a blues night, so I'm looking forward to that.
It should be nice. It should be good. Are you headlining on that, or...?
I think they have there is a couple of English bands and I'm on it too.
Excellent, good. What should we have next?
I do something a little quieter. This is a song I wrote. It's called "Old Man Trouble." It's also from the last record. And I should say this is of course on the record. It's a band recording, so you get a fuller sound. But here you get like the naked version, the way the songs were written. Trouble on the water, trouble on the lane. Old man trouble makes his home where he can find a troubled man. Where he can find a troubled man. trouble, oh trouble, trouble on my trail. The son of a gun's got me on the run. Old man trouble's on my trail. Midnight at a crossroads, standing by the highway side. Headlights zooming in from the distance, I'm trying to flag a ride. Gotta make it back to the Delta, the place where the blues was born. But nobody wants to take a troubled man on his lonely journey home. Trouble, oh trouble, trouble on my trail. The son of a gun's got me on the run. Old man trouble's on my trail. Darkest night I've ever seen. Someone tall must have turned off the light. Trouble's my only companion. Feel like hanging down my head and cry. I thought I heard blind Willie Johnson sing. What is the soul of a man? Get down on your bended knees, my brother. Wonder you will understand. Trouble, oh trouble, trouble on my trail. The son of a gun's got me on the run. Old man trouble's on my trail. Trouble, oh trouble, trouble on my trail. Son of a gun's got me on the run. Old man trouble's on my trail. Trouble on the water. Trouble on the lane. Old man trouble makes his home where he can find a troubled man. Where he can find a troubled man. Where he can find a troubled
track taken from the new album Slow Train. And Hans Taysink, thanks for being our guest today. You can hear the full interview with Hans, more conversation and one more track at the usual place, and that is bfbs.com/R&B. Click on the photograph of Hans, or at least to be more correct, click on the link underneath it, and you'll hear the whole interview, the usual package basically. Okay, back to another something else I got off eMusic, and this is from an album called Lickin' Gravy, which came out back in 1998. And when I heard this, it just sounded so good, so I thought we've got to play it on the show. It comes from, again, somebody making their debut on the program, Wild Child Butler, and Everybody Got a Mojo.
Everybody got a mojo. Gonna get me. Wild child can do.
jackrabbit road. Getting up in the morning, going out on jackrabbit road. I'm gonna get my rabbit foot, getting it from Mama Road.
Everybody got a mojo from Wild Child Butler. I've just realised the time. Gonna have to go. Let's close with a track from Grace and Caps, the new album, Stave and Chain. Talk about the Cyprus Blues Festival next week. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. And we'll close with this one, which is called Monkey Business. What a great title. See you next week. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
up because you have